Well, again, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV, along with my Gozo Bell on this beautiful 4th of July weekend. Today is not quite the weekend, I guess. It's Thursday, July 4th, 2019. Talking today about freedom. Freedom from worry, fear, anxiety about the future. Obviously, today being a day and a celebration of the freedom of our country, I thought it'd be good to talk about how do we actually experience freedom from anxiety and fear and shame and worry. A few days ago, I was talking to a friend and she was telling me that she's worried about her future. She doesn't want to get too busy as her business grows because she's afraid that she will lose her heart, lose that connection that she has to the things she really cares about. And it got me thinking about what really matters in life. Would you be willing to lose, let's say, your peace in your life for the sake of, let's say, making, $250,000? How about for the sake of making $100,000? Or maybe even, or I guess, only $50,000? What would you give up for $100,000, or let's say even more? Would you give up your health? Would you give up your peace? Would you give up your time to rest? And if so, then are you really living free? Are you really living the freedom that we all want, right? At the end of the day, the reason why we work hard and we want to make more money is so that we can have freedom, right? We want to have freedom from worry and freedom from stress. But what if, like the old story says, what if in you pursuing your dream, you end up losing your dream? So it got me thinking about how I view, I guess, freedom in my own journey. And I would say that in my life, I have left money on the table, you could call it, because I haven't been willing to leave my peace or to, I guess, surrender my peace or my time when the kids were small, my time with our children, my time helping my wife with small children. I wasn't willing to do that. And so I can honestly say that I have maybe had less paying jobs or didn't pursue my career because what was more important to me was really my family. And I'm really happy with that. I don't regret that for a second. In fact, I think that it's something that more people should consider because I see the effects of working so hard and how it can impact a family, especially time with your wife, time with your children, time with your church, volunteering, etc. Now, someone could say, well, that's easy for you to say, Trig. You already have your house and your kids and your cars in the garage, etc. Absolutely. But as I said, I have given up a lot more. I have given up higher paying jobs. I have given up perhaps having two or three businesses that were all running and making us money. I have surrendered in terms of ministry, maybe traveling and doing more speaking, etc., because I know that all those things would take me away from our children, especially when they were young. Now I'm 50, of course, so they're not as young, but now the opportunities aren't there because, you know, the older that you get, the less opportunities that you have. And so I think that even though I did lose a lot of opportunities in my 20s and 30s, I am thankful that my marriage is strong, that we have a happy life of intimacy and of love in terms of my marriage. And then most of all, or equally as important, that our children that they're happy, that they have a balanced, home what would you call that? A stable home. I'm not saying that they are perfect or that they don't have, that we were perfect parents. Of course not, but you know what I mean. And so now, if someone out there perhaps has had to sacrifice a lot for has had to sacrifice their children or their marriage for the sake of their work, I'm not condemning you in any way. No, I think that especially in our Latino culture, or really any culture, you sometimes have to make sacrifices. And so I understand that. I'm not in any way saying that you did it wrong and I did it right, or maybe I did it wrong. I mean, who's to say, right? But I think that when we're talking about freedom today, that there it is worth thinking about, what is really freedom? What really gives you freedom? Is having a small apartment where you maybe have to have two or three people in one room, and yet you don't have to work as much, or you don't have the bills to worry about? Is that freedom? Or is that more of a, more, does it feel more like captivity? Do you feel more depressed because of that? Or let's say if you already have the house and the two-car garage and the 2.5 kids, do you feel like you're living a life of freedom and that you did the right thing? Do you regret what you did in your 20s and 30s, assuming you're older? Or are you maybe still in your 20s or 30s and you're climbing that ladder and you're not really too worried about your quote peace or your soul or your freedom from stress because you're really focused on accomplishing that dream to buy a house, to buy your mama house, to travel, to be financially free? I guess that really is the question, right? What are you willing to do, and what's the cost that you're willing to pay, or the price you're willing to pay to accomplish and to reach your dreams? For me, as I said, my choice has always been to honor my family, to love my wife and to spend time with her, and to raise three children. Now in my 50s, I just turned 50 a few months ago in April, I want to, because I have more time, do more, but I often feel very, I don't know, without many opportunities, as I said, because I switched careers from music to being a lead pastor, and so I don't have a large church or a success story to tell as a lead pastor. I've only been a pastor for the last 6, 7, 8 years. And so you could say that I haven't accomplished much in my second career, and so therefore I don't have any opportunities to share my story. Whereas if I had stayed in music for, let's say, the last 10 years, I probably could have done more as far as speaking or sharing my story or maybe being further ahead. But as I said, I've always been led more by what I believe is the need in front of me more than opportunity. And so at the end of the day, every person, every human has to make that choice. What gives you true joy? What makes you happy? Now, and for as far as my story, as I said, we have everything that we could want. We worked hard, both my wife and I worked hard to raise three beautiful children when we were married young in our first maybe 5, 10 years, even into our 15th, even 20 years. We've been married almost 24 years. We dated just about every week. I think when the kids hit that teenage era and when both of us kind of got really busy, I think our dating life suffered, but now we're picking it back up now that the kids are older and we're kind of more into our maybe our third, fourth, fifth year of our current jobs. We're finding more time to get away and to do things that we love to do together. I would say that there is always a price. I mean, fitness has suffered for me as well, I think for both Rochelle and I, mostly because, as I said, our jobs have been very stressful the last 5 years. The higher that you go up in terms of responsibility, the harder it is to find, quote, that time to work out. Plus, for me, being older, definitely, I've noticed my metabolism slowed down dramatically, I would say by 50%. And so, plus, you know, some of my anxiety and some stomach issues that I've dealt with the last few months has also been an issue. But I'm in the middle of overcoming those things through therapy and medication and things like that. So I guess that freedom maybe is something that you have to gauge every year. I wonder how often you gauge your freedom. Do you feel free from stress? Do you feel free from pressure? Do you feel free to do what you want? What is freedom? What does it mean to be happy? I think that for me, as I said, it's always meant to focus on my home, first of all, on our marriage. And I'm very thankful that I didn't get a divorce, that we didn't have some problem or affair or some, something that happened in our marriage. I'm so thankful that I focused on our marriage, and that both Rochelle and I have remained focused on our marriage, to invest in our marriage so that we could have a successful marriage now, 24 years next month. And so, and as well as I said, with the kids, we are very thankful, both of us. And now all I wish for, perhaps as maybe for me, is that I wish I had more opportunities to do more things. I think that would be true freedom for me now in my 50s. And maybe it'll come. You know, I think maybe this is just kind of a transition that I'm going through right now from 10 years of working very hard to reinvent myself, moving away from music and worship to perhaps in my 50s now, as I'm entering my 50s, perhaps to have more opportunities to share my story, to write books, to share these episodes with you, to be just... perhaps to be known for what God is doing in our church, in my life, and to share my story, to impact more people's lives. Because at the end of the day, I believe that true freedom, at least for me and for Rochelle, as we define that, is to invest in the lives of others. Now, if we lived in an apartment, if we didn't have any money, would we consider ourselves free? Well, no. I think that, you know, the statistics are that you need about $70,000 in a household to feel free, to feel like you can do what you need to do. And so if you're at that level, then I would say you are free. But if you're not at that level, then you probably don't feel very free. You feel depressed and anxious and very concerned about money all the time. But assuming that you are at that level or beyond of $70,000, then I would say that you do have freedom. And now perhaps the question is, am I being now capitalistic or consumers? Are we just buying more and more stuff, which is what tends to happen? I always think about every time that I move, that we have moved to different places, you always realize how much money we all spend and waste on things. And so I would say, don't be so quick to assume that you don't have enough, or that you need more, or that true freedom is to be able to buy that big house. Because guess what happens when you buy a four bedroom, two bath? You need to now fill it with furniture. You now need to have more things to put in that house. And now you're going to, over the years, get more and more stuff. And you're going to have a lot of stuff that you don't need, just accumulate or pile up in your garage or in your house. Obviously, what most of us think about when buying a house are the parties, the children, having a place to come home to, something you own, the equity in your home, real estate, all those things. Those are all natural things and all good. But I would say maybe you should look into renting, or maybe into, I don't know, being okay with a small house, as long as you feel happy there, as long as you feel like you have freedom. What is the point of buying a house you can't afford, that every month you're stressed to pay the $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 mortgage? And then now you can't take a day off from work, because now you're bound to a 30-year or 15-year mortgage. And so now you're stuck, and you're only maybe in your 30s, and yet you already feel like you're paying the man, and you're having to be a slave, quote unquote, to Uncle Sam or to the banks. All things to be considered. I would say that freedom, as I have seen many of my friends and mentors, people that are older than me, is really being able to feel happy, to do what you love to do. And if you love barbecues and spending time in your backyard, then you don't necessarily need a five-story house, maybe, or a five-bedroom house. Perhaps you could do with a smaller house that has a nice yard. If you want a pool, you've always dreamed of having a pool in your home. Well, when the kids are small, obviously that's a great thing. As they get older, I have many neighbors that hardly ever use their pools. I mean, just a simple example, we had a trampoline here at our house for maybe 10, 15 years, and eventually we had to give it away. It was sad, but you know, the kids were older, and they were going to jump around on the trampoline forever. So life changes, and Was it worth it to have a trampoline or a pool or a nice house? Of course it is. But my point is that you have to always ask yourself, do I feel free? Do I feel like I am honoring God with my money? Am I, or his money, really? Do I feel like I am free from envy or from keeping up with the Joneses or capitalism or consumerism? Am I free from maybe feeling guilty myself? Am I trying to give my kids things that I didn't have? And is that really even the right way to think? Why is that a thing? Why should you give your kids the things that you didn't have? I mean, unless you went through, and I did go through a war. I mean, most of us that have grown up, let's say, with simple, in a simple home with simple means, I wouldn't say to my kids, oh, I hope you never grow up in a one-bedroom apartment with your grandma. I would say, I hope you never have to be without your parents. But as far as I grew up in a one-bedroom, I loved it. It was no big deal at all whatsoever. That's what parks were for. That's what friends were for, church, school. And when I wanted to play basketball, my friend and I, Tony and Hugo, would go to the local elementary school and play with the big boys. I mean, it was just a way of life. We rode the buses or our bikes or skateboards. It was not a big deal. So I don't think that freedom is giving your kids what you didn't have. I don't think that should be a thing. Unless, as I said, you grew up with fear for your life or some sort of maybe violent upbringing. I think that freedom really is being able to do what you want, to honor God, to serve your church. I mean, what if my friend is right? What if that way of thinking maybe is right? Meaning, she said, I don't know if I want to make more money because I may not be able to help at my church and volunteer and do the things that I love to do and be with the people that I love to do. It's a very interesting way of thinking, isn't it? I would say most people would say, nah, forget that. I just want to make more money and buy a big house and, quote, then be happy. Well, what if you are already happy? What if my small church is what already makes me happy? What if instead of me saying, oh, I wish I had a church of 1,000 and then I would really be happy, what if that only means more problems? Or maybe, and it's not even either or. You don't have to choose. The point is, what if you already are happy? And everything that comes, it'll just come in God's time. If he wants you to have that big house, then great. If he wants me to have a big church, then great. If not, I'm already happy. But what happens when you don't feel happy? That's where discipline comes. That's where maybe hearing from other people comes. That's where praying and really, as I said, asking yourself, what really is freedom? What are you truly missing? Why are you wanting that big church, that big house, that more money? You know, why do you want to help your parents? Is it because you feel guilty? Is it because you is there something else besides love driving you? You know, most of us humans aren't driven always by good things. Sometimes we're driven by pain, by trauma, by hidden issues, by even, resentment or wanting to get back at somebody or fear of our parents. You name it. There are all kinds of things that I think we as humans are driven by. And nobody even questions that, right? Nobody questions us. We just do what we want. And if anything, we get mad at people who will question us. What if maybe you should let someone question your motivation for getting that other job or quitting this job or wanting to lose weight or wanting to be popular? And I don't mean question it as in being mean. I just mean having someone who could say, why are you doing this? You know, what's the hurry? What's the rush? Why do you want a big church, Trig? What's behind that? Why aren't you happy with what you have now? Now, if my answers, let's say in my case, are answers that I feel come from God, then maybe I will get a big church. But if it's something that is mostly me, and I sometimes wonder if me and my big church stuff is just me wanting to prove that I'm so amazing versus perhaps trusting in God. Now, God may want that big house for you, that great job or that perfect body or to make $250K. You know, a year. God may have that for you because those are your gifts. That's what's in you. But the point is, do you feel free as you're pursuing those things? Is pursuing those things even the right thing? I wonder if the Bible isn't right, where it says that we shouldn't be anxious, that we shouldn't pursue the things of this earth, but instead that we should pursue the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Maybe my friend is right. Maybe we should all be volunteering more time at the church with kids, with the seniors, with the youth, and asking or thinking of money less or of more this or a bigger house or a bigger church. I wonder if we are the ones that have it wrong. I often think I am the one that has it wrong or that has it backwards. I often think that the people that I, well, first the person that I used to be, back to my one bedroom apartment with my grandma, I wonder if that really was happiness and freedom, not this pursuit that I sometimes drives me to want to have a big church and blah, blah, blah. I wonder if you may feel the same way. Maybe you are currently free. Maybe you were free 5 years ago before you, whatever choices you've made. And maybe it's time to go back to how you used to be. How you used to be more tender. How you used to be more kind. How you used to be more patient. Do you like yourself? Is your body feeling healthy? Are you losing weight? Are you eating healthy stuff? Is there anything wrong with you that you should take care of that you're not because of the stress of work and pursuing things of this earth? Is your attitude turning negative? Are you more upset, more mean, more angry, less patient, less kind? All the things of Galatians 6 are the fruits of the Spirit. Or are you seeing the fruit of the Spirit coming along, growing, you know, more and more? Or are you saying, well, you know, I'll work on my character once I get that house. What if it's too late by then? What if you become such a tense and anxious person that, let's say in my case, I get to the church of 1,000, but I'm this mean person who's impatient, stressed out, and sick all the time. Why would God want that for me? Why would I want that for me? And yet, if you're driven like me and like many of us, many of you who listen to this podcast, you're probably thinking, well, I don't care about my health or my life or my family or my church or anything. I just want to get out of this mess. I just want to get out of debt and buy my mom a house and give my kids a better life. But is that really freedom? Back to this idea of freedom. Is that really freedom? Are you free from worry? Are you free from anxiety? Are you free from concerns? I think in my life, sometimes I am bound to my goals. And my goals, instead of making me feel free, they often make me sick. They often make me worry. They often make me feel empty and lonely inside. And so why would that be better than being content, than letting God do it? And maybe someone could say, well, you think I should just sit around and be lazy? Of course not. If you're a driven person like me and you, we're never going to be that. You're not going to be some person asking the government for handouts, right? You don't have to go to that extreme. What if the next step is to simply be less driven, more trusting, more free from worry, more free from not sleeping and your body and your back aching and you being mad at your kids and you using bad language and constantly yelling at people? And what if you're not free right now? What if freedom was to be free from all those bad habits? But in order for you to get there, you may have to simplify your goals, reduce your anxiety, perhaps even make less money. I mean, how's that for a 2020 goal? Make less money. Nobody wants that goal, right? But what if by you making less money, you actually will gain your freedom? What does the Bible say? What's the point of gaining the world, meaning your goals, money, that big house, a perfect body, and yet losing your soul, meaning your contentment, your freedom? It seems like freedom is something that not many people have. And on this 4th of July, I just want to encourage you not only to seek the freedom from worry, but to seek the freedom of Jesus. In my life, he has been the greatest and more pure form of freedom. Freedom from guilt, freedom from sin, freedom from myself. I don't often practice the things that I preach. I often forget to trust in God, is what my therapist and I talk about all the time, is my issue with trusting anyone, much less God, a God I can't see. And yet he's helping me to see how God is always there for me, and he's there for you as well. My prayer for you today is that you will be free of worry, free of stress, and feel free to actually worship God and to make him first in your life. Then you will truly have freedom. Then you will truly have what we like to call here a life of gozo, a life of joy. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you Subscribe to my channel. Go to iTunes. Give me a 5-star review. Share this episode with 5 of your friends through text, Facebook Messenger, Instagram, whatever. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.